This goes to Dr. Kozlovsky, Kozlovski, fax 989-463-1534, and Dr. Akkad, AKKAD, fax 989-463-9381, regarding Michelle, Michele Armstrong, Armstrong. Date of birth, 5/14 of 1957. Dear doctors, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Armstrong with stage 3A to B chronic kidney disease, proteinuria, hypertension, and mild chronic lymphocytic leukemia. Her last visit was April 15th of this year. Since that time, she developed pyelonephritis with sepsis. It was E. coli and acute kidney injury, which did resolve and improve. She was admitted 9/13/24 and discharged 9/18/24 from Alma Hospital. She is feeling much better at this point. No signs of fever, chills, no mental changes, no chills or fever, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. She does feel some urinary urgency, which improves after she empties her bladder. And she will bring that up when she sees Dr. Kozlovsky this afternoon. Currently, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no chest pain or palpitations. Urine currently is clear without cloudiness or blood, but some urinary urgency is noted. And no fever or chills, no edema, no rashes, no orthopnea or PND. Medications, I want to highlight amiloride. It's 15 milligram daily, 2 in the morning and 1 in the evening. It's a 10 milligram morning and 5 in the evening. Propranolol is 10 milligram 3 times a day. Also, metformin, 1,000 milligram twice a day, and Ozempic weekly. And all other routine medications are unchanged. Physical exam, weight is 185 pounds. That is a 15-pound decrease over 6 months. Pulse, 71, and blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 124 over 78. Neck is supple, no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is soft, non-tender, no CVA tenderness, no peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done October 15th, 2024. Creatinine is 1.43, estimated GFR is 40, and when she was discharged from the hospital, the creatinine was 1.41. Calcium is 10.4, albumin 4.5, sodium 140, potassium 4.5, carbon dioxide 15, and she hasn't been taking the sodium bicarbonate regularly. She's supposed to take one daily, but doesn't always take it every day. Phosphorus is 5.3, intact parathyroid hormone 56.2. Her white count is 22.2. hemoglobin 14.4, and platelets 135,000. And she does see Dr. Akkad for the chronic lymphocytic leukemia. Assessment and plan, one, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with slightly higher creatinine levels after her recent hospitalizations for pyelonephritis and sepsis. Two, proteinuria, and three, chronic lymphocytic leukemia. I am going to have her have labs rechecked again next month, November, and then possibly every 3 months thereafter, if things return to baseline or as long as the creatinine is stable. That will be the appropriate amount of time to check creatinines in between. And she will continue all routine medications, and she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.